This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Have you ever realized how many third culture kids there are in the Bible? Many of them become great leaders of the people of God. There are also those that we don't hear much about as well. In this series of programs, I'd like to talk about some of the most well-known third culture kids of the Bible and some of the things they faced and what we can learn from them. One of the most famous third culture kids in the Bible is a boy who joined his host culture at a very early age and did not find out till a lot later that he actually belonged to a culture that was looked down upon by his host culture. How did this man cope with losing his whole world and identity? And to add insult to injury, his supposedly own people rejected him. The man I'm talking about is Moses. Moses' life has all the hallmarks of a third culture kid. The loss of worlds, the rejection of your own people, the ability to communicate across culturally, and the leadership skills that made Moses one of the most famous leaders in the world. The DreamWorks film called The Prince of Egypt captures some of the issues that Moses faced about his identity in a very real way. It shows the scene when Moses found out that he is actually no prince of Egypt, but rather is the brother of some humble Hebrew slaves. First, we see the fear of the Hebrews that he has, the people that he does not know and has never wanted to know. Then we see denial. Moses' eyes are finally opened to the reality of the slavery of the Hebrews. And then finally, he realizes what the consequences might be for himself, that he is actually a Hebrew and not an Egyptian. And of course, with that comes the realization that what is happening to him is not just a dream, but it is true, it is reality. There comes sadness, mourning for the world that he has lost. There also come questions and even anger. Moses' reaction to this is to run away as the situation becomes intolerable for him, especially the situation that his anger created, the murder of an Egyptian. From my own experience as a TCK, I can remember my first thoughts of when I had to associate with other British kids. First, there was a horror, thinking that I might be one of these strange people that I don't understand, and that I had to associate with them. Then there was denial. This was expressed in various ways. My sisters and I would often only speak German and Swahili with each other, especially when we were in England. And we would try to stick to the things that we knew. Finally, the realization would hit, especially if we had to stay in England for a longer period of time, that we had no choice but to make our home there. And with that came sadness and a real longing for the places we had left behind in Africa. There was also anger and frustration, often with the new school and the new places. It was never easy making new friends. One gets good at it, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it is easy. Another factor that came into the equation was the feeling of having divided loyalties. In my case, I wanted to stay loyal to the culture I had come from, Africa. But I knew that in the long term, I would never be accepted by the Africans as an African. And it was expected that I would have loyalties with the British culture, because that was my passport culture. And this was something that made me want to rebel with all my might. How could a child of the world like myself have to have loyalty to one particular country? It just didn't make sense to me. We can be caught between cultures, and we don't know which one to choose. My question is, do we have to choose one above the other? Do we betray one culture over another if we start settling in? Where do I belong? Where is home? Who am I? Will these questions ever be fully answered? With all of these questions, and maybe because of the pressure we feel from others to give an answer, it feels like one has to choose one culture, and then one feels that one has betrayed the others. When I returned to England permanently, I felt like I had to make England home. This was through well-meaning comments made by friends as well as family. And the pressure is still there. Even after 10 years of being in England, I am still not able to say, England is my home. However, a friend of mine gave a helpful piece of advice. She said, Joe, don't expect England to be your home, as you haven't lived here for very long. And maybe over time, England will become your home. Until then, see England as another country to get to know, as you would with any other country. Ultimately, for me, home is heaven. But God uses us wherever we are, and our passport countries are places where we can make a difference, sometimes even more so because we are different. How can you make a difference for good in the place that you live? In school, in church, with your family, with friends. There are no easy answers relating to these challenges of being a third culture kid. But what I've often found is that having an awareness or some understanding of the things that we are going through can then give us a chance to react to emotions or frustrations more positively. Otherwise, we do what Moses did and we run away. And you would probably agree with me that running for the rest of your life is probably not the best thing to do. Moses had run away and he was minding his own business, tending the sheep. And God called him to be the mediator between one of the most powerful men in the world, Pharaoh, and a whole nation of slaves. And that, my friends, is another story. My question to you today is, what is your story going to be? In our next program, we will be looking at why did God choose Moses? What did Moses have that others didn't have?
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.